This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know Robbie from Tacoma is. Robbie, are you there?
Woo! Woo!
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Okay,
bye-bye. I got weeded out.
I loved it. For those playing at home, Robbie has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
What is the Spanish word for cheese?
Pass.
How many branches does the U.S. government have?
3.
Correct. Baker Mayfield is the quarterback for what NFL team?
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yes. What band had the 80s album Stay Hungry?
Pass.
What color is the Teletubby Poe?
Green.
No.
Purple.
No.
Red.
Yes. Who was the longest serving U.S. president?
FDR.
Yes. Who is Travis Barker currently married to?
Pass.
How many face cards are in a standard card deck?
12.
Correct. What is the only U.S. state that does not have a rectangular flag?
Maryland?
No.
Vermont.
Or just living bird.
Say it one more time.
What is the world's largest living bird?
Ostrich.
Yes. Should I give it to him?
Sure.
Why not? Robbie, you got 6 correct.
I think Steve's going to beat me.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. Some of these questions are kind of weird.
And Steve is weird.
I know, but Steve is such a good guesser, and I just want to punch him for it.
It's annoying.
I know.
Wow. You guys, I'm in the room.
Oh, sorry. I didn't see you there.
Hi, Danny. It's Steve. Nice to have my supporter back.
Are you ready? What is the Spanish word for cheese?
Queso.
Yes.
Yes.
How many branches does the U.S. government have?
6.
No.
9.
Nice. No.
2.
No. Baker Mayfield is the quarterback for what NFL team? I'm so happy you got that wrong. Can I just tell you?
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Correct. What band had the 80s album Stay Hungry?
Twisted Sister.
Yes. What color is the Teletubby Poe?
Pink.
No.
Yellow.
No.
Green.
No.
Damn it.
Who is the longest serving U.S. president?
Longest? George Washington.
No.
Abraham Lincoln.
No.
Eisenhower.
No. Who is Travis Barker currently married to?
Oh, man. One of the Kardashians. Kim?
No.
Chloe?
No.
What's the other girl? Courtney?
Yes! How many face cards are in a standard card deck?
4.
No.
6.
No.
9.
That's nice, but no. Steven. Oh, my goodness.
Well, are you disappointed in me?
Yes.
Is that why you said Steven?
Yes. You got 4 correct, which is a loss, 6-4. Congratulations, Robbie.
Hey, thank you. Thanks a lot, Steve. Can I give a shout-out to my girlfriend real quick?
Of course.
Absolutely.
Tara, I love you, honey. I'll see you real soon.
Aww. And Robbie, I never doubted you for a second.
I appreciate that. There was a couple there that I knew it, but my brain just would not click in. But hey, great job, Steve. Thanks for playing.
Robbie, welcome to my world. That's an everyday struggle.
Honestly, I think the first one, because Robbie didn't, he immediately just passed on the Spanish word for cheese.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, once you know it's queso, you're like, oh, duh. Yeah. I order queso all the time.
Right.
Wow. There are only 3 branches in the U.S. government.
3.
I won't even ask you what
they
are.
I was going.
I won't even.
Executive. Judicial.
Mm-hmm. Starts with an L.
Legislative.
Woo-hoo!
Look at the big brain on Migs.
Yeah. 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
It's not bad.
USA.
There is no Teletubby that's pink. I wish.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free.
But Poe is close to Pinky's red.
Okay.
Another one Robbie did get correct. The longest serving U.S. president.
I have no idea.
FDR.
FDR. So yes. I should have just guessed Eisenhower or Roosevelt because there's a couple of them. Just go with that.
And there's a total of 12 face cards in a standard deck.
12.
Yes. 2 you didn't get to. What's the only U.S. state that does not have a rectangular flag?
U.S. state does not have a right. Wow. Alaska?
No.
Hawaii?
No, you're never going to guess. Ohio.
Oh.
And the world's largest living bird. You know this one.
Ostrich.
There we go. You still would have lost, but yikes.
Rockaholics, we know that you are being asked to vote on a lot of things today, with it being election day and all, but we have one very important thing for you to vote on.
The big vote.
So call in now, 206-803-ROCK. Who is the greatest Seattle-based band of all time? 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Foo Fighters.
The following is a paid political advertisement.
Hi, I'm not Miley Cyrus. And when it comes to voting, a lot of people want to compare me to Sarah. Sure, we both like to party in the USA. Both come in like a wrecking ball. Both have annoying voices. And both have a dad that pulled some strings to get us into show business. But that's where the similarities end. I'm cool in a ratchet way. And Sarah is ratchet in an embarrassing way.
I'm Taryn Daly, and I approve this message. Today is Election Day. We all get one vote. We all have a voice. So we want you, our fellow Americans, to vote on the issues that matter the most, like Seattle music.
The big vote.
206-803-ROCK. You can only vote for one. And that vote is on this, the greatest Seattle-based band of all time. We will start with Jesse in Renton. Jesse, who is the greatest Seattle-based band of all time?
Pearl Jam.
Oh, you know, I'm right there with you, my man.
The greatest Seattle-based band of all time. Justin in Ferndale, who is that band for you?
So I had to think about who I actually listen to the most.
Okay.
That would be Modest Mouse.
Oh. Issaquah, right? Are they out of Issaquah?
Issaquah, yes.
206-803-ROCK. You can only vote for one. The greatest Seattle-based band of all time. Matt from Puyallup, who is it?
It's got to be Alice in Chains.
Yeah.
That definitely is our girl Sarah's pick for sure as well. What's your favorite of all the Alice in Chains records?
It's got to be Dirt.
It's a good choice. Rock on, Matt.
Looks like Spencer also a big fan of Alice in Chains.
Spencer in Marysville, who's your vote?
It's got to be Alice in Chains. If you want real music, talk to Jerry Cantrell.
Dude, even his solo stuff. Like, I just picked up his I streamed it on my phone. I picked up my phone and listened to it. But his solo record is so good.
It's just the artistry that defines Seattle grunge. I'm sorry. Nirvana and Pearl Jam gets the most talk because it's Nirvana and Pearl Jam and Eddie Vedder and Kurt Cobain. God bless them. But I can tell you one thing. The talent and musicianship behind Alice in Chains, you can't beat it.
Rock on, Spencer.
Rhythm section also is fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
And Lane's voice. And then William's voice as well.
I might go with Heart.
Heart?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not saying it bad, but I'm actually pretty surprised you're going with Heart.
I mean, I think that's one of the most recognizable voices in all of rock music. And I'm such a fan of the Wilson sisters.
Oh, I always loved when they did the Zeppelin covers as the Lovemongers.
Ridiculous. Oh, so ridiculous. Good. The Lovemongers Christmas album, by the way. You got to get that one.
They made a Christmas record?
Oh, yeah, Steve. It's amazing.
Are they covering Christmas classics?
Yes. There is a member of our show who is torn about today being an election day, and they are not alone, apparently. And this has nothing to do with actually voting. We're going to tell you what it does have to do with at 7:20.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Steve Miggs, have you heard about this supposed election going on?
Four.
I'm not entirely sure.
I'm still not sure which girl I want to go through on The Voice, so I don't know.
Well, the question is this, Rockaholics. Are you planning to go to, or have you ever gone to, an election watch party?
No. See, I've heard of, obviously there's watch parties for the Super Bowl, for a lot of sporting events. I'm always up for those. I never understood, remember back when Sex and the City was a thing, or even The Bachelor, when they're let's get together and all watch it together. I'm like, don't you have to pay attention to what's being said on the TV? Otherwise, you're missing out on whatever it is you're there to watch.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
A lot of shushing going on.
Well, I would just be I'm going to go in the other room. Do you have a TV so I can actually watch this show? You guys are all talking. I can't hear anything. I don't know about the election. How do you even watch an election?
I mean, I did get invited to an election watch party tonight, but we have martial arts, and also the Reptile Man is coming to Barrett School, so I'm not going to be able to watch the election coverage.
Is he a Democrat or Republican? I'm not sure. What is the Reptile Man?
I'm not entirely sure, but maybe if not the election, what is the oddest watch party that you have ever attended?
Now, Danny, I know when we were talking to you, you said your mom was thinking that you're going to go to a watch party.
Yeah, she was very confused as why. She was like, were you going to go watch the election somewhere? And I was like, no. And she's like, well, why not? And I was like, well, because we don't watch. Why would we watch the election? And she's like, well, go to a bar and watch the results. And I was like, Mom, you know that the election doesn't end.
No, it ends with a coin flip at 8 p.m. They just take both candidates and they flip a coin.
And then they wrestle, yeah.
Right, right. No, or try and kick a field goal. It depends on which channel you're watching it on.
See, literally, I was like, I know, Mom. I'm going to sit at home and probably not watch the election.
You know who never needs an excuse to party is our friend Sarah.
Oh, God.
Are you going to a watch party?
Okay, here's the thing, is I like watch parties for, football or The Bachelor or whatever. So my friends want to have a watch party tonight. And I am, I'm down because there's going to be drinking involved, of course. But my suggestion...
Mimosas at a watch party? Say less.
My suggestion is, okay, let's go to a bar or an arcade or I know this mini golf spot that is going to have TVs where it'll be on. There will be drinking, but then there will be also a distraction to have some fun.
I mean, are we going to see people wearing jerseys and sell it? It just seems so strange to me. That would be the reason to go out on a Tuesday night, to go to a bar and be watching a TV, and then if they show okay, currently this person's at 70%, let's get some shots.
Well, and also maybe they have drink specials that are, the appropriate colors.
Oh, I'd love that.
She just wants a reason to drink.
What is a blue drink? An Adios MF-er?
Yeah. AMF.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, food dye. You can make anything blue if you want, or anything red, anything, whatever color you want it to be.
Well, apparently 8% of people say that they would go to an election watch party.
So you guys wouldn't go.
I'm pretty sure I'm not even going to watch the coverage.
Yeah.
Like, well, like, I might pop in every once in a while and be like, oh, what's going on? I'm going to watch the Kraken game. Like, that matters to me. Like, as far as, like, because by the end of the night, like, nothing is going to change for me. I can't, like, if I'm watching what's going on, I can't be like, well, let me pick up the phone and vote a few more times to change it the way I want. Like, I've already put in my vote. The chips are going to fall wherever they're, the cards are going to fall wherever they're going to fall. I'll find out probably when I wake up tomorrow morning, or at least get an idea of what's going on, maybe before I go to bed.
Yeah, I guess this really is just an excuse to hang out with the girls and
have
some beverages.
That's, I mean, the party I got invited to was a girl party. Only girls allowed.
Danny, you want to have a watch party? And by watch party, I mean we watch the Kraken together?
Yeah.
No girls allowed.
Booey buddies.
Booey buddies together. But I remember one time I did have I put together a big watch party. It wasn't for an election thing. But one of, like, the biggest colossal failures I've ever had on the radio was for a watch party that I was a big part of assembling. And it was over at the Experience Music Project at the time. It's now called Mopop. It was back when the Osbournes were, like, one of the biggest shows in the world. And they were back for, like, season two or season three. And we're like, let's just have a big-ass Osbournes viewing party. And we watched the debut episode of the Osbournes. But we'll get a bunch of local bands leading up to when the episode drops at, like, 10 p.m. or whatever it was on MTV. We'll have all these bands up on stage, and they're all going to do Ozzy and Black Sabbath covers. And we had a bunch of, like, you know, Alien Crime Syndicate and Divorce, I think, did it. Like, a bunch of, like, great local bands. They all jumped up on stage, and they all played different Ozzy covers. And it was going great. We're like, this is amazing. So much fun. We're like, okay, it's 10 p.m. Let's watch the Osbournes. We never bothered to check with the Experience Music Project what kind of cable provider they had.
No.
So they had, like, the Dish or DirecTV. One of them that aired it East Coast time.
Oh, so you missed it?
It already aired at like 8 p.m. or 7 p.m. So they didn't have the West Coast feed available to play. So when we turned it on at 10 p.m., it was a different show. We're like, what is this? Like, this is the only MTV we have, or VH1, whatever channel it was on. I think it was VH1, actually. And it was just like, oh my gosh, we just did this giant buildup. All these bands, people are drunk, everyone's having a great time. We're ready to watch the Osbournes, and it already aired.
Oh. Yeah, well, I think all the time zones will be in sync for the election tonight. Don't worry about that, Steve.
I feel like you might be right.
So, should Sarah attend an election watch party? Are you going to attend an election watch party? 206-803-ROCK. And if not an election, what was the oddest watch party that you have ever attended? 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Offspring.
The following is a paid political advertisement.
Hi, I'm not Taylor Swift, and many would say I'm just too nice of a girl and would never say anything mean about anyone. But seriously, Taryn Daly, I hope she chokes on a knuckle that she likes to nibble on. Who seriously does that? Only fucking weirdos. You know how y'all are sick of seeing me at football games? I'm equally sick of that bitch, Taryn. Cougs suck. Go Huskies. Don't vote for Taryn.
I'm Steve Miggs, and I approve this message.
Rockaholics, are you planning on going to, or have you ever gone to, an election watch party?
It sounds ridiculous even saying that out loud.
But if not the election, what is the oddest watch party that you have ever attended? 206-803-ROCK. Chuck in Des Moines, yours involves a hip surgery.
Yeah. The strangest watch party. University of Utah operated on my old man back in the late 80s. Okay. Anyway, it was the first hip surgery of the kind in the country, so they filmed it, and we had, like, first VHS tape on it, so we had a watch party.
Was everybody, like, did you have a strong enough stomach to watch that?
Oh, yeah, better than an election party.
Dude, honestly, Chuck, I would watch that over an election party any day of the week.
But here's the kicker. Bo Jackson, a couple of months later or so, had the same hip as my old man.
Oh, crazy.
Yeah, really crazy, huh? And then when he died, I wanted it back from the mortician dude that cremated him, and he wouldn't give it to me, and I was really upset. Now, you know, me being my age, the mortician dude's like, I'm just going to call the cops if you don't leave. Well, being Chuck, I said, okay, have a nice day, bye-bye.
Wow.
I got to imagine that's a strange request, though, on his end. Like, he's just like, wait, you want what? You want me to dig through the ashes and give you the hip?
Well, Sarah Connor did. I mean, come on.
That's true. And if we get attacked by the robots, we need that hip.
We do need that hip.
I do like this text at 206-803-ROCK just says, hell effing no. Like Mig said, it's going to be what it's going to be. I'd rather watch paint dry. Someone said, when I was a kid, my parents used to hold election watch parties all the time. And as a kid, I was like, why the hell are you watching this? Now as an adult, I ask myself the same thing. Why the hell are you watching this?
Something's never changed.
My favorite text, though. Politics and alcohol. Yeah, that goes together.
Yeah, what could possibly go wrong?
That's fair. The only one that was like really bad was the... Because I used to work at a pop station, so I used to have Grammy watch parties.
Yeah, yeah.
And like everyone would get dressed up in their ball gowns and have their mimosas in mind. And I was like, why do we need to be
here? Which is strange when you like think about it. Like, your guys are probably like in a one-bedroom or like a studio apartment all wearing gowns.
Yeah, what color gown did you choose, Danny?
Orange.
Of course.
Why are you asking?
With a wallet chain. I mean, yeah.
Would you consider wearing that to Live Night on December 13th? At Showbox Soto, maybe. If it fits the theme, which is a nightmare before Christmas.
I'm feeling like I might just rock a Seahawks jersey, maybe number 71 for Big Walt. Ooh. Walter Jones, since he's joining us at Live Night.
I have a Santa onesie. I might wear that.
Okay, so we're just all just picking random things out of our closet.
Yes.
I like that.
We would love for you to come and dress up if you'd like as well. Everything is live, from the sound effects to our show. The men's room will be performed live. We've got Beat Migs happening live, Big Dummy happening live, and you can get your tickets now by heading over to KISW.com. Speaking of Beat Migs, we're looking for somebody to play that game right now, and it would be very helpful if you were tuned in to the men's room yesterday at 5:40 when I gave out three of the correct answers for the game. Steve has a record of 307 wins, 93 losses, and 54 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We play Beat Migs at 7:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
The following is a paid political advertisement.
Hi, I'm not John Cena. When it comes to who to vote for today, I'll tell you who not to vote for. Steve Migs. I know you can't see me, but as Americans, we wish we didn't have to see Steve Migs. With his stupid face, bald head, and terrible gas. That is an America we do not want to live in. I believe in hustle, loyalty, respect, and anyone but Migs.
I'm Sarah, and I approve this message.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!